Hey, welcome back, everybody, for the second round of our exciting show. All right, yeah, let's give it up. We've had some wonderful speakers. We're going to have some more wonderful time together. I wanted to kick us off with a profound question. Why did the Scarecrow win an award? It's because he was outstanding in his field. Speaking of people that are outstanding in their field, our next speaker, Logan, is a part-time teacher at Youth Initiative, currently teaching algebra to a real math star. We're just so delighted to have him. And an engineering course. He grew up in Minnesota, went to college in Iowa, and has now lived in Wisconsin for over a year. For the last 5 years, a small group of goats and their guardian dog have been Logan's greatest source of duty and joy. Also, you should know that I saw Logan being a living time machine and the object of wonder for many of the local youth. He is often popping up behind bushes in unexpected places, so look out. Please welcome Logan Gisell. Come on up here, buddy. Let's give him a round of applause.
Wow. Thank you for sticking around for the second act. This situation, unlike the time-traveling tinkerer that I was, reminds me a bit more of the story I want to tell you about, a time when it felt like my reputation was at stake a little bit, a lot of eyes on me. So it's good for me to remember the lesson that I learned from that, but let me tell you the story so you can maybe get the lesson too. It's back when I was in high school, a sophomore, and I was struggling to fit in with my class. Even though it was a pretty small class, there was maybe 60 of us at the time. And I decided I should try to connect and maybe change how people thought about me by hosting a dinner party. I thought it would be kind of like those dinner parties that you see on TV where the chef, you know, has all the dishes and has got all the jokes and can impress the guests and even have a little leftover food for the studio audience. So I planned accordingly. I invited as many students as I could. I got one person to help me out with the shopping and the preparation. That was Anna. She was a great help the day before the event. We went shopping all around town, and as a foodie, as a lover of food and cooking, shopping for food and the groceries for your meal, I mean, that was my favorite part the day before the party. So I got all the ingredients, you know, going to the fancy grocery store to get the produce, the olives, the charcuterie, the deli for other charcuterie items, I guess, and finally, the local pizza shop for some dough, some pizza dough, because I was going to make, I didn't want to make my own dough. I wasn't a baker at that point, just a cook. So we got all the ingredients. It was a great help. That was a great fun. And the day of the event came, and I still have this ideal image in my head that I'm going to host. It's going to be great. It's going to be easy. They all make it look easy on TV. So two dozen 14 to 15-year-olds arrive at my mother's house. And I remember it being set up like three tables on the main floor, and those that didn't fit at the tables got the best seat in the house. They were at the kitchen island where they got to watch me prepare the meal. I'm glad. I feel like you're catching on to where this is going. So They're patiently waiting. So many of them, really well-mannered kids. Not unlike Youth Initiative. They dressed pretty formally, and even some of them brought gifts. It was great, and I got started cooking. The first dish was a little appetizer, of course. Crostini, little toasted bread with, I think I offered a couple options for toppings. There was tomatoes and olives, and then figs and prosciutto. I'm telling you, I love cooking. I still do. Unfortunately, I didn't really create enough toppings, so some people just got bread. That was the start, you know, where things aren't turning out like the TV show. But they were good sports about it, even though I was starting to feel a little of the stress of, you know, these guests had now been in the house for about an hour, and had some of them had only eaten a little piece of toast. But I continued on. The next dish had that pizza dough in it. It was a little pizza fritta. You fry the pizza dough first, and then you add the marinara on and the mozzarella di bufala. But of course, that was taking a lot of time to fry all these individual pieces of dough. So maybe after an hour, half the students had half of a mini pizza. I'm so glad it's funny now. It was about this moment in the party when I was starting to really feel the stress. You know, everyone else was having a fairly good time. They were making do as guests do, you know. They adapt to the scenario. But I had very little experience hosting. And I had no mechanisms for dealing with stress at that point. I mean, I would generally let it build up and build up and build up until I snapped. And that looked like where things were heading. I think I had served the majority of the students the pizza fritta with the mozzarella di bufala when a couple kids who knew there was a pool table in the basement decided to go play a little friendly round of pool. And I was in the kitchen slaving over the hot oil, and I heard the very distinct sound of a cue ball hitting that neat triangle of multicolored pool balls. And I broke. By the time I was down the flight of stairs, my mind was made up, and all my rage was unleashed on these peers. I told them to get out of my house. Not a very good host thing to do. I realize that now. But I stuck to it, even though we couldn't drive, most of us. So. They had to wait for their parents to pick them up. So they stood by the front door as I continued to prepare. You want to hear about the rest of the courses? Should I? Because I don't know if I do, but there was a salad with tomatoes and more mozzarella di bufala. And then my favorite was this Hunter's beef stew. That was like these beef stew chunks that were slow roasted all day. I had them in the oven with a full bottle of red wine and a cup of black peppercorns. It was pretty awesome. But there wasn't enough for everybody, so I think they just ate more pizza. And of course, for dessert, this Italian food, we had to have tiramisu. I don't, you know, this whole dinner party was, I wanted it to change my reputation. I wanted something to come out of it. And I think most of the guests, they knew what I had done. They knew that these people had been kicked out. They acted like it didn't happen, just like I did. We made it through those following courses and said our goodbyes. And, you know, the following weeks at school went on kind of like they always had. And I realized that your reputation doesn't usually hinge on one event. You know, it's a fun thing to talk about, or maybe not a very fun thing to talk about. But the most important thing I learned for hosting a party is, as long as the host is having fun, so are the guests. And if you want to play pool at my party, know that you're welcome, as long as you come back for the main course. Thank you.
Thank you, Logan. Thanks for bringing our house down tonight. That was fantastic. It's wonderful to see everybody enjoying your story so much. And I hope it doesn't change your local reputation too badly. But